In 1933, our carefree life began to change. The National Socialists came to power. Hitler's hate speeches blasted from all the loudspeakers. It didn't take long before somehow threw a big stone through my parents' bedroom window. To this day, I can still hear the sound of breaking glass. As of that moment, we were living in fear. It was the year in which my relationships with my Christian friends soared overnight. After the seventh grade, I was no longer allowed to attend school in Breisach. I had to take the train to Freiburg and go to a special school for Jewish children. At least I passed the eighth grade with flying colors, thanks to our teacher, Mr. Kaufmann, and Alfred, Blanca, the Levy siblings, and others were there too. Many friends had already left Breisach for the United States or Palestine. In the winter of 1937, I was sledding down the Augustinerberg hill when three or four of my former schoolmates pushed and beat me until I was seriously hurt. They rammed the blades of the sled into my stomach. I could never forget it. For our family, the real catastrophe began on November 10, 1938. First, Nazi stormtroopers burned down our synagogue. It was said the men blackmailed somehow to give them the key to the synagogue, and I heard that some people from Breisach watched without lifting a finger to stop them. Then, in the middle of the night, my father and other Jewish men from Breisach were picked up and taken to the Dachau concentration camp. After that, we boys, including Alfred Weil, tried our best to represent our father during prayer services in the community room. Our father was held in Dachau for 7 weeks and lost 60 pounds. The conditions must have been terribly cruel. He never made it back to Breisach, but instead was sent to Freiburg. My mother brought him straight from the station to the St. Joseph Hospital and visited him daily. They operated on his stomach ulcer there. He died immediately afterward, and it was surely as a result of the awful mistreatment in Dachau. Mother knew more, but never spoke about it as long as she lived. We buried him in Freiburg, and I visited his grave yesterday. After father died, my mother said to me, "It's time for you to get away from here." She'd arranged everything. Uncle Isidor in Frankfurt knew how what to do. I ended up with an illegal passage to Palestine on board of a boat down the Danube River. It was a tragic and very sad story. Only the young ones survived. It took us almost 2 years to escape via the Danube. The ships were exchanged and we were forced to board another freighter like prisoners. Many of my companions committed suicide. Finally, in 1941, I arrived in Palestine, where I stayed until 1947. My brother Ludwig had made it to Palestine earlier, thanks to Uncle Isidor and Aunt Rosa, and he felt very comfortable there. He was a very religious man and started a family in Israel. There I also met old friends from Breisach: Lothar Kleefeld, Sigmar Breisacher, Semi Mock, and the Uffenheimer brothers. Benno even became a professor. We hadn't seen our mother for years. She had managed to immigrate to the USA. And so in 1947 I decided to go to the USA. One of us brothers had to go, to our mother, and that was me. I never expected to return to Germany now. On my first visit in 1965, I couldn't look anyone in the eyes, especially those I knew from before. I didn't want to talk to anyone. All I wanted to do was visit my father's grave. My old school buddy, Alex Wurmser, who lived in Basel, accompanied me to Breisach and then to Freiburg. Before today, I never spoke in Breisach about my escape. They also helped me find my mother's letters in the Freiburg archive. Finally, I could read the whole story in her report to the reparations authority in Karlsruhe in 1964.
That my husband, as a former military supervisor, was forced to discipline his Jewish friends in the concentration camp, and this affected him psychologically so badly that he was already driven to suicide.
She wrote that she also had suicidal thoughts.
Kind people helped me get to the promised land, to America.
It's hard to cross this threshold and enter the house. I walk through the rooms with bittersweet memories, and I am happy that my father and our family and the whole Breisach Jewish community are remembered. We used to call it the killer. It comes from Kehila, Hebrew for Jewish community.